Thank you, Peter, with Breakfast for the Browns on Monday morning. Great way to start the week. And now it's time for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. An excellent show today. We have an interview I recorded with Kim Churchill backstage at the Media Club here in Vancouver just last week. Kim Churchill is a young prodigy from Australia. He is a roots musician. He's only 20 years old, and he's been travelling around in his van around Australia for the last couple of years, and just hopped on a plane to Canada, where he's touring around Vancouver Island, through on to Alberta and eastwards. And I managed to have a quick chat with him backstage at the Media Club, and I'll be broadcasting the two-part interview with Kim during this show. And actually, into the second hour, I'm actually going to be sitting in this chair for 2 hours today, filling in for Marie from the Synchronicity Show, because I'm actually going to rebroadcast an interview that I did myself with Jeffrey Armstrong, a spiritual teacher and lyricist here in Vancouver. I recorded that a number of months back now, so we're going to rebroadcast that as a segue into the Synchronicity Show, which is now broadcast directly after me every week. So no more alternative radio. It is now Synchronicity. But regular listeners know we always start with some older music first, and I really wanted to start the week with some beautiful female vocalists. I picked three bands from the 90s which feature some wonderful songwriting from some Australian women, some beautiful vocals. The first song is a classic by the Falling Joys. Now, thanks to Marianne, my friend on Facebook, for posting this classic on her Facebook page, because I'd forgotten about this song. It's really cool. It's called Lock It. It's from their album Wishlist. So I'm going to play that first of all. They are from Canberra. So the Falling Joys are a band from Canberra that formed in 1985. And they are composed of lead singer Susie Higgy and guitarist Stuart Robinson and Pat Hayes on bass and drummer Pete Velson. And they played around a lot around Canberra and the local area. And they've actually just reformed, apparently, for a gig at the National Museum of Australia, some special outdoor amphitheatre concert, the Falling Joys. So I'm just going to play them, followed by the Clouds, another band from that era, the mid-90s in Australia, early to mid-90s. They were a stunning band from Sydney, which featured two female vocalists who did some fantastic harmonies. It was Jodie Phillis on guitar and vocals and Patricia Trish on bass and vocals. And they put out a few albums, didn't quite have the support that they really should have garnered from the music industry, and ended up breaking up in, I think, the last album was in 1996. So first album 1991, last album 1996, but the quality was remarkable for what they put out in that short period of time. So I'm going to play you a track from The Clouds as well. So first of all, let's get into The Falling Joys. Then The Clouds, and then one other lady who I'll back announce a little bit later. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show.
Couldn't move like you. see you alone. Beat it so fine like Spanish wine. My gift is yours, so read my mind. Let it be. Sat on the steps with thoughts of you. The house was full, I couldn't move. Time was right because you told it to. We'll be right back.
on my heart, you opened up. Cause I asked you, running blindly through the dark. And I should have run right past you. You were waiting for me. You were waiting for me. Tiny thorns in my soul, you point them out. Scold me lightly when I fell into this hole. You were there. And waiting, hate this feeling, love this pain. Don't know what it is I'm chasing. You don't see me as I am. You don't see me as I. Things I've learned, things I know. Out the window, I'm a stranger. All my strength, all my pride. God, I should have known the danger. You won't cover me if I fall. You won't cover me now.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on CITR. And we started with some three lovely songs there from some female vocalists from Australia. Up the top was the classic Falling Joys song, Lock It, from the Wish album from way, way back in the early 90s there from Canberra. And in the middle was The Clouds, a wonderful band with some just searing harmonies there from the two front women of the band. The Clouds were from Sydney, and you heard Bower of Bliss, which was the first single off their Thunderhead album that came out in the mid-90s, 1995 to be exact, and finally was a stunning song there from Penny Flanagan. She's a female solo artist from Australia, and she's actually she had an album produced by Tim Powells of The Church, which featured a duet with Steve Kilby, so she's been playing in musical circles of some of the music that I've been playing of late. That's The Church and related bands. And I played for you the song Lap It Up. which came out in 1994, and that actually entered the Triple J Hottest 100 of that year. So I'm not sure what Penny Flanagan is up to, but I'm very intrigued because that voice was quite incredible. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and I'm just about to start playing you my interview with Kim Churchill, the young Australian roots musician who has been playing around Vancouver Island and here on the Lower Mainland to kick off his Canadian tour. So I've got a two-part interview I recorded with Kim, but first of all, to give you some context, we should play some Kim Churchill music. Now, I'll actually get into this when you hear the interview. He's been driving around literally for 2 years in a van and somehow has managed to put out music, record it, and it has been a challenge for him because he's got so much stuff coming to him, but getting it down is a challenge. But I'll play you some music that he has recorded. This is a song called Turns to Stone.
Where the ones in our head and dreams with two faces are deep ocean heavens and white river dances excite reverie with pills and our glances. Oh, give me a mountain, my false mood enhances whilst one sails you through, the other leaves chances. Oh, cracks in the road and red rivers rancid. If all life was fair, would it make us too placid like a stale swamp land? Taxes, watch lumberjacks leave with unforgiving axes and cut down the trees. The perfumes that relax us, step out of line. Watch God as he smacks us, the cue into heaven. Seems to lifelong distract us, it feels like I'm spinning on society's axis. Guess I'll keep my dreams, but they're more than your answers. You'll burst at the seams. No, I'll take my chances, and that's me. name.
So that is the latest single from Kim Churchill, the young 20-year-old prodigy from Australia who is now touring around Vancouver Island and the Lower Mainland and is off through to Alberta very soon. And I was fortunate enough to have a chat with him backstage at the Media Club at his Vancouver gig. And I got to say, I've never seen anyone thrash an acoustic guitar so loudly and proudly. He had so much energy. It was incredible. A stomp box for his feet and a harmonica. So a one-man band, if ever I've seen one. Now let's chat with Kim Churchill here. This is part one of my interview with Kim.
Hey there, how you going?
Very good. Where have you just come from your last date?
We played Whistler, actually.
Yeah?
Up in the snow and before that we were in Memphis for some shows there, and then before then LA. So been kind of hop, skipping and jumping all over the continent.
And how's the journey been for you so far in North America?
Oh, amazing. I think it's exceeded anything I expected, you know, although I couldn't have really expected anything in particular, you know. I didn't know what to expect, but it's blown my mind every day. As we got to snowboard today.
And in Whistler, did you get a sense of an Australian sort of mentality to
yes,
that?
Yeah, man. You walk into a pub and you feel like you're at home again. There's so many Aussie accents. You know, like I started playing Waltzing Matilda and half the room starts singing along. You know, so far from home, but so close.
And speaking of home, you really haven't got a permanent home to this day. You left high school, hopped in the van, and you've literally been on a 2-year musical odyssey.
Yes.
And has that informed a lot of songwriting along the way? Have you written a lot of songs?
Oh, yeah. Written so many songs. It's ridiculous how many of those actually come from living out of a van. I'm not sure, but a solid amount of them, you know. It's I feel like it's molded the way I think, you know, in a lot of ways, and it really is reflective of the Australian lifestyle and the Australian way, you know, like from even the Aboriginals were nomadic people. It's a nomadic land, I think, so it suits me to live there in that way. Getting your mail and registering your vehicle and stuff like that's a pain in the ass. But the country's so big, you know, you have that ability to travel for long periods of time. You know, touring Canada is, I think we're certainly a lot better equipped for it than, say, people from Europe, because we live on a massive continent where you have to travel long distances in between shows. So, definitely being Australian is a... you know, really, really pushes my desire to travel in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And you were born in Canberra, and do you have memories? How long did you actually live there?
For about 4 or 5 years. Well, I was born in Canberra, and we lived in Canberra till I was, I don't know, one or one and a half or something. And then we moved to a little town called Gunning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which was my parents, once they were married, you know, it was their first time buying a house, and we had this property out there. And anyway, I think I've never really got the story straight from mum and dad, but from what I know, I pissed in the baby pool when I was 3, and we were copped so much crap off the town that we left. I think it's an exaggeration that it was, you know, it was the act of me. But, you know, then we were back in Canberra for a few years and it was sort of my early childhood.
And is it a place that you've visited, I mean, in terms of touring and music, have you picked up on any musical vibe there? Have you had a chance?
Yeah, it's one of the places that I do... better at. I busk a lot in Canberra. It's sort of a nice midway point between a lot of places, and they've got amazing markets there. And so I do a lot of busking in Canberra, and it's definitely it's been a beautiful part of my journey so far.
Thank you. reflection in my life. I'm searching for true answers. Oh, this life, it dances round my mind. Greater ties. Abiding. This life is about timing. Searching but not finding. Most of the time.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on CITR. And that's Kim Churchill with Truest Intentions. And you just heard the first part of my interview with Kim backstage at the Media Club here in Vancouver. And that's a really neat film clip, actually. If you look at Truest Intentions on YouTube, you get a real sense of Kim Churchill and his life. He does a lot of surfing, he plays a lot of music, and he has a pretty interesting time of it out there, as you will hear in this second part of my interview with Kim. And if you're so inclined and you were interested in journeying up to Whistler from Vancouver today, he is playing tonight at Whistler at Black's, I believe. So But I'll just check that venue for you. But I do know he's playing there tonight. But here it is. This is my second part of my interview with Kim Churchill, Australian songwriter of only 20 years of age.
I can't stop thinking about how these songs are going to get down in recorded form. It's like when you have time to stop.
It's tough. I'm spending a lot more time this year recording. But yeah, finding time to record has always been tough. And I would love to just be somewhere for as long as I need to record. But it's never the case, you know. I've got this much time and we've got to do it in this. And so it's a different style of recording. I plan for the next album to be a lot more relaxed. You know, who knows, maybe rent an apartment somewhere or something.
And do a little surfing. I mean, is that part of who you are too? Surf, so yeah.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand with living in a van because it's a hobby that it's quite easy to have a couple of surfboards in the van with you, and the best place to park is beach car parks. So a lot of the year for me is sleeping in beach car parks and going surfing in the morning and stuff.
Being such a proficient guitarist, I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about how that came about, the encouragement that you might have had as a young person.
My mum is incredibly creative. She was a potter in London as a youth and studied at the School of Arts over there. And always, she was very musical as well, plays piano, sings in a lot of choirs. And so I guess I had a kind of... I grew up... sort of in a town called Maroombilla on the far south coast of New South Wales, pretty far from everything. So my musical upbringing was folk festivals and small blues festivals and stuff like that, which was, I feel, a lot more of a close relationship with playing music personally. I feel like people in the cities, you know, they go to see a concert and there's 15,000 people there and they sit in their seat and they get their popcorn and their beers or whatever and they see the show. But the kind of shows that I was brought up on were there's like 20 people and half of them are singing along and the other half are wandering onto the stage with the violins and stuff like that. So, I think my parents were great in the sense that they always encouraged me to do what I wished, and that was a beautiful freedom to have as a kid growing up.
And the small intimate settings, I guess, informed your root quality.
It was kind of like, you know, a musical mangrove. I guess, you know, like it was. I mean, I listened to a lot of heavier music mainly. I wouldn't say I listened to much roots, but the that whole folk root scene that came out of Australia in the last 7 or 8 years. Was very much like a musical mangrove, you know, because it was acoustic instruments and it was you could get away with playing that kind of music when you didn't have a name for yourself. You know, like if you're a big 3-piece band, you need to have a bit of a name to put on a show because you got to pay 3 people. You got to have the gear, you got to have a sound engineer, you got to have a sound system that's big. But for me, you know, having an acoustic guitar, a stomp box and a harmonica, I could travel anywhere and everywhere and I could book gigs and it was just me and I was in my van. So if I could get $200 for a gig or $300, you know, sell a few CDs, then I was doing quite well for myself. So it was the shallow end of the pool. It was great.
Yeah. Here you are now in Vancouver, Canada, and pressing on. What other dates have you got following Vancouver, the islands?
Oh, so many, yeah. I think we go to Victoria, and then we do 2 shows in Nanaimo. We go through to through Calgary and Winnipeg and over to Montreal and down through Ontario, Toronto and everything. So it's going to be hectic. It's not a musical mangrove.
No.
It's a tougher form of touring.
Yeah.
Thank God I have my manager and my sound engineer who are doing a pretty brilliant job at helping me cope. Not that there's anything to really cope with. I mean, you get to play music for a living. There's nothing to complain about.
Well, I can certainly say, having done my radio show for a couple of years here, Canada has an extraordinary amount of people who love music and who really can get out and see it, and I can tell you're just going to be loved.
Oh, cheers, man. Well, it's I felt the same thing. I toured here last summer, and I felt the same thing, you know. Like, there's a real appreciation for music and for people playing music, and that's what I chase. So it's, you know, you go where the appreciation is, and there's so much appreciation here, so many beautiful people, that it's going to be hard to stay away.
finding myself alone now under these lines. Time seems to have seen slip from my hands. And the science will try and tell you how far we've come. We once played with stone and wood, now we play with guns. Oh, no. It goes on. It goes on. We're all trying to be happy. We're gonna house down every day until there are none left. Let this world fall in misery and pain and hunger and death. It goes on. Sword and shield, we'll fight our way through this. Sword and shield, we will break this box where we live. And then we'll find ourselves boxed up again. Sword and shield, we'll build these walls, my friend.
This boy and girl, coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And we're pressing on here with Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM. And don't forget, the blog can be accessed at type into Google OZSTRANDED, Oz Stranded, and you'll find the blog with podcast set lists and a video clip from one of the songs I play each week. And you just heard my two-part interview with Kim Churchill, a fascinating artist, mature beyond his years. He is fresh from Australia. He left high school 2 years ago and has been traveling around making music and playing music to people, and now in North America. And you can catch Kim, his remaining dates in the area. He's playing tonight at Merlin's in Whistler, and then Banff at Wild Bill's on the 2nd of March before he heads through eastwards to play for Canadian Music Week and onwards and so forth. So that was Kim Churchill. And yeah, he was really interesting to chat with, and I recommend watching him play. Now, one more Australian track before we head into the Canadian music today. I'm going to play for you a band now called San Cisco, very interesting indie act from Fremantle in Western Australia, featuring Scarlett on drums, Nick on bass, and Geordie and Josh, who play guitars and write the songs. They've produced their first EP called Golden Revolver, and it's also got a little bit of play on Triple J and community radio around Australia, and I'm going to play for you a track from them. This is from Western Australia, Fremantle to be specific. The song is Solitude is Bliss.
Can I play the cowbell? Yeah!
bring back love to your heart. As sunlight cascades over me, the cold air moves comfortingly. I'm losing all this enmity. I don't care anymore. My wool cap is bent at the brim. So stylish, don't let me begin. This season, they said sad is a sin. I don't care anymore.
I shouldn't have to be the one to tell you that life's too short for holding up the mate. Let go, come on, we'll find a way to bring back love. Bring back love.
And we're towards the end of the show, only a few minutes left. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And I just, well, there was four in a row there, some great music from Canada. But actually, up the top was San Cisco, first of all, one last track from Australia. They're a band from Fremantle, Western Australia. We heard San Cisco. But then we heard Women from Calgary, the Saltines, and finally the unmistakable sounds there of Sloan, which I believe is a brand new, they have a brand new EP, so go to their website and you can actually download a couple of tracks there and purchase if you wish. But that's exciting to have some new Sloan, the legends from Halifax. Now that's it, and I just wanted to play one last track. This is for my mum and dad, actually a request of theirs. This is from Jeffrey Gurumul Yunipingu, the stunning Aboriginal artist, blind from birth, and makes sublime music. And we're actually going to play track 4 from his album, Gurumul History in brackets I Was Born Blind. This is for mum and dad in Canberra. And following that, I'm actually going to be sitting here in the booth for another hour because I'm rebroadcasting my interview with Jeffrey Armstrong, Kavindra Rishi, who is a Vancouver-based poet, lyricist, and spiritual teacher. And I recorded an interview with him some while back, and it'll be featured today as a replay for Marie and the Synchronicity Show, which is in the time slot after mine from here on in. So, okay, this is actually a good segue, this song, into that, because I do play some Aboriginal music interspersed throughout that interview. So thanks so much for listening. This is Stranded, and this is for Mum and Dad. Okay, so I'm actually sitting here on the booth for another hour now. This is Matthew from Stranded, and I'm actually going to be broadcasting now my interview that I recorded with Jeffrey Armstrong, Kavindra Rishi, some months back in preparation for his book launch of Spiritual Teachings of the Avatar. Jeffrey is an established poet and musical lyricist, as well as being a teacher of the yoga philosophy. And Jeffrey came into this studio and chatted about his book and generally the work that he does. And we also spoke about popular music and the influence of different realms of thought into lyric writing and music generally. So you're going to hear a lot in this next hour, including some music as well. We're actually going to start with some Aboriginal music. But without further ado, I'll get back into this interview. And this is actually a broadcast for Marie of the Synchronicity Show, which is now at this time slot each week. So no more alternative music, but instead Synchronicity, the spirituality show. Okay, so this is my interview with Kavindra Rishi, Jeffrey Armstrong. And welcome back to CITR. This is the Stranded Australian-Canadian Music Show. And a very special show today. I actually have a spoken word guest. He is a local lyricist, poet and author named Jeffrey Armstrong. I'll be featuring a little bit of his music, some lyrics that he's written with a gentleman, a pianist from the USA, but also we're really here to talk about a book he's written about Avatar. So he'll be speaking a little bit about his knowledge base of the East Indian yogi tradition. And to introduce, I thought I'd play some Australian Aboriginal music. India being the largest organised Indigenous culture in the world. So I'd like to just proceed with some fantastic music, the Warumpi Band from Australia.